At the Keystone XL hearing in Pierre this week, Tuesday afternoon was filled with arguments among attorneys over whether certain testimony should be included. A witness for TransCanada was asked about shippers' contracts, and rather than have those questions answered, TransCanada withdrew the testimony. Bold Nebraska attorney Paul Blackburn asked this question.
Have any shippers contacted TransCanada to propose changes in any of the transportation services agreements for the Keystone XL pipeline?
And Keystone's David Diaco gave this answer.
I consider any communications between us and our shippers confidential.
That exchange kicked off a long discussion about TransCanada's right to maintain confidentiality and preserve trade secrets and intellectual property. The PUC offered to go into executive session so the witness could answer, but eventually TransCanada attorney Jim White decided to withdraw Diaco's testimony.
Obviously, this testimony is now creating difficulty for the proceeding in the sense that we're going to have in-camera cross-examination on an issue that has no bearing on the outcome of the case.
White says TransCanada had no firm guidelines, and so it filed comprehensive information in advance of the hearing, some of it now irrelevant. Attorneys for interveners objected to withdrawing the witness. Peter Capicella speaks on behalf of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe.
If there's a confidentiality agreement between TransCanada and the shippers, and TransCanada's argument is that confidentiality agreement somehow prohibits TransCanada from answering a question, a proper question in this proceeding, then that confidentiality agreement would be in violation of the law.
PUC commissioners ultimately dismissed the witness and allowed TransCanada's filings on the matter to be pulled. The hearing continues through the rest of the week and into next week. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks reporting from Pierre.